Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Abortion ruling triggers rehearing request, intensifies political fight. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Supreme Court's decision striking down the state's abortion bans is already facing pushback from state leaders, setting up the next phase of a closely watched legal and political battle. In a 4-1 ruling, the Wyoming Supreme Court found Wyoming's abortion bans unconstitutional under the state constitution's health care autonomy provision, concluding that abortion qualifies as protected health care for competent adults. Chief Justice Lynn Baumgarten wrote the majority opinion, while Justice Carrie Gray dissented. The ruling ends 4 years of legal challenges stemming from Wyoming's 2022 abortion ban, triggered after the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Governor Mark Gordon called the decision profoundly unfortunate and urged lawmakers to pursue a constitutional amendment. On Tuesday, Gordon announced he has asked the Wyoming Attorney General's office to file a petition for rehearing. The Attorney General's office says it will submit the petition within the 15-day window allowed by the court. The ruling also drew sharp criticism from the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, which called the decision a dark day in Wyoming history and vowed to continue pushing abortion restrictions through the legislature. While the ruling currently stands, the request for rehearing ensures the debate over abortion law in Wyoming is far from over, both in the courts and at the Capitol. Lawmakers clash over community college funding as budget debate heats up. Debate over Wyoming's next two-year budget is sharpening divisions among lawmakers, with community college funding emerging as a key flashpoint. According to the Ranger, during a December meeting of the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee, Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower warned that Wyoming could cut its way into a budget crisis, even as the state worked from what he called the lowest baseline budget in 15 years. The discussion highlighted differing views within the committee, symbolized by red and black jackets worn by lawmakers. Those in red signaled support for aggressive budget cuts, while others, including Senator Mike Giroux of Jackson, argued for a more cautious approach that continues investing in education. Under the proposed baseline budget, Wyoming's community colleges would see a $1.5 million funding reduction tied to past enrollment declines. But college leaders say that figures ignore inflation, federal grant uncertainty, and the impact of recent property tax cuts. Wyoming Community College Commission officials told lawmakers that when rising costs are factored in, colleges are facing millions in added pressure. College presidents warned that even small reductions could force difficult cuts at a time when Wyoming's community colleges are outperforming national enrollment trends and filling workforce needs. Lawmakers are expected to continue examining the issue as budget deliberations move forward, with questions about enrollment, dual credit programs, and long-term sustainability still unresolved. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.